This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Weather and by the Bose Headset 10. XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite. Come see what the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2009 in Hangar C.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2009 at Oshkosh. I'm with Jessica Myers of Garmin. Jessica, your press release says you've got two announcements concerning the Pilot MyCast system, one having to do with the iPhone and the other with some new features. Before we get into those, let's talk a little bit about what MyCast does in general, and then we can talk about the new items.
Sure. Pilot MyCast by Garmin is a great product that basically lets you do flight planning and weather and flight filing all from your phone. So you can do everything from checking your Nextrad, METARs, TAFs, Aeromet, Sigmets, winds aloft, and so forth, all in your phone while you're in your car or you're sitting in a boardroom, wherever you might be, and decide if the weather is going to allow you to make that flight or not. And then if it is a go decision, then you can even file your flight plan there from your phone. And so by the time you reach the hangar in your airplane, you are ready to go.
Now, we should say that those services are available on a wide range of phones, but have not been available on the iPhone.
Correct. Up until this point, they've been available on, you know, BlackBerries and Windows mobile devices from basically all the major carriers, you know, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, Alltel, and so forth. But we have not had it available on the iPhone. But here at Oshkosh, we are announcing that it is available on the iPhone, and it's something our customers have been asking for, and we're excited about it. So it'll be available on the iPhone as well as the iPod Touch.
Okay, let's talk about the availability on the iPhone first. Is that available now as the show is on, or is that coming out soon?
It will be available immediately here with the show coming on. Customers will enjoy it. They'll have all the great features of Pilot MyCast by Garmin that I was mentioning, the weather capabilities, the flight filing, looking at airports, things like that, the AOPA directory. All of that will be on the device, and you'll have access to all airports and weather for everywhere in the United States as well as Canada. The information comes directly from the National Weather Service as well as some leading Canadian data providers and the FAA, so you're getting up-to-the-minute data that is the most accurate data out there to make those go and no-go decisions.
And let's talk a little bit about the new additions to the MyCast service.
Sure. The newest additions to Pilot MyCast is that we've expanded some of the airport data and flight planning capabilities. So with the airport data, we are now including airport diagrams. In addition, we are also providing stars and Victor and Jet Airways, which will help with the flight planning. Then we're also providing a METAR and TAF bubble map, which basically gives a pictorial representation of METARs and TAFs. So if you don't want to look at it in the normal text format, you can see it as a picture format.
On those charting products, how do you display them? And I assume that you can zoom and pan around to get closer looks at them.
Correct. Using any of your phones, you know, if it's a BlackBerry or Windows mobile device or iPod, you can zoom in, zoom out. All the information, as I said, it is up to the minute, and it's pulling real-time data. On the iPhone, you can actually use the pinch commands and the multi-touch commands that you have with that product. But otherwise, you would just use either your phone's keypad or the touchscreen of your phone, just based upon your phone. It's all tailored to your specific phone model.
Now, these new features that you've announced for MyCast in general won't be available on the iPhone for now, but will be eventually?
That is completely correct. The new features on the iPhone will be coming soon. However, currently what iPhone customers can get is all of the weather data, like the Nextrad, METARs and TAFs, flight filing, AOPA airport directory, and a plethora of other information. So it is still a very robust program for iPhone and iTouch users. It just does not have some of the brand new features like Stars and SIDS and Airways, but that information is coming.
Now, we should mention that this requires a download of an application to the iPhone in order to work.
It does require a download of an application that can be obtained through the App Store.
Last question, what are the costs in general for the MyCast system?
So for MyCast, it's approximately $9.95 per month, and that does vary by carrier. So for a complete listing and to see what the carrier for your specific phone does, You can get that online at Garmin.com, but it's approximately $9.95 a month.
And do you have a demo in the booth?
We will have demos in the booth over at Hangar D, and as soon as you walk over to Hangar D, you will see a huge Garmin booth, and Pilot MyCast by Garmin is one of the kiosks inside.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing it.
Great, thanks.
We've been speaking with Jessica Myers of Garmin. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
Presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the eighth consecutive year in Professional Pilots' 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.